Well,
I can think of a bunch of embarrassing things. Like one time, a girl that lived in my neighborhood was the pitcher.
Yeah.
In our little league game, mm-hmm. and she threw the ball, and I was at bat, and I turned because it was coming right at me, and it hit me in the fucking just a perfect spot in the back that took the wind out of me, and it made me cry. Like, not visibly. I don't think anybody really saw it, but I know my dad saw it.
Oh, it sucks.
So I went down the first baseline like... She was a fucking... She might have fucking converted to man. She was a big dog, dude.
We had to be pretty big to fucking rip a fucking softball into your back and make you cry.
No, fucking fastball, dude. She was a fucking beast.
She was playing baseball?
I don't know. Fifth grade?
You might have been Buck Angel, dude. You might have been playing on Buck Angel's team.
I know her name.
Who was it?
She was built like a fucking Great Dane. Or like
damn.
Dude, she was like a tall, lanky girl. She fucking...
She fucking ripped a fucking...
Nolan Ryan one, right? It was square in my back, dude.
Why was your back facing her? Did you turn from a ball?
Well, the ball was coming, so I turned.
She looked like
you were hitting.
I was at bat. Yeah.
I thought you were on like third base, and I thought she cranked a fucking hit. And you turned away as a infielder.
No, dude,
hit the bat.
This was a girl's 40-mile-per-hour pitch. This is definitely a 40-mile-an-hour pitch. Maybe
that's so fucking funny.
Maybe 30.
That's hilarious. I got a bunch of stuff. My earliest. Like super sad memories when my I was actually thinking about this today when my mom bought me a Miami Hurricanes starter jacket. So like, I wore it, dude. It was sick. I actually shoplifted with it as soon as I had it. Someone told me like, dude, you can steal stuff. So I stole like a pair of adult playing cards from Spencer's.
What, in the front pocket?
You stole adult playing cards in the front of your Miami Hurricanes starter jacket.
Literally, I bought it in like wherever it was, like Boscov's, and then I was like, I'll be right back, mom. I wanted to see if I could steal stuff.
I do want you to know that every single Miami Hurricanes starter jacket comes with an adult playing card.
Already in there.
Dude.
So I was wearing this thing like, this is my squad now. This is awesome. And I went to my aunt's house for like, we were like a family party. And I wore my Miami Hurricanes jacket. And the Miami Hurricanes got blown out and I cried. I was like, my mom doesn't know the good team. And I fucking just fucking cried my eyes out. Ever since then, dude, I don't like sports. So I'm like, fuck them, dude.
We actually went to the Notre Dame Miami game this
year. That was probably.
We saw it.
Yeah, yeah.
And Matt was like, I kind of like Miami, too.
I know, dude. I stole from that jacket.
From that jacket.
The Canes, dude. I had a sick fuck. I thought that stork was so cool. With the pipe and
cool.
Like.
Sebastian.
The stork.
That's the
actually
name?
His name.
I cried
Sebastian.
My fucking eyes out, dude. They lost, and I just felt like such a loser in that jacket because they lost. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah. Try wearing a fucking Notre Dame shirt every day, baby.
Yeah, exactly, dude.
4-8. Are you fucking kidding me? I got a couple cervezas in me, dude. Don't get me started on
that. You got a couple fucking cry sessions,
cried.
Dude.
I cried in fucking 99 when they lost in the fucking they lost in the Fiesta Bowl to Oregon
Did
State.
You?
They lost 41
dude, that's
to fucking,
fucking
like
that's
nine,
fucking
dude.
Sick, you fucking
Matt
cried.
LeVecchio was the
we
quarterback.
We cried for our teams, dude.
They were going up against Chad Ochocinco, TJ Houshmandzadeh. Oregon State was stacked. Notre Dame got fucking run, and I went up to my bedroom and I cried.
Did you like?
Dude, that's so
I
awesome.
Went up to bed. I went up to bed in like the late third quarter, and I was like, Dad, if it turns around, wake me up.
What'd he say?
He was like, I'll wake you up, son.
God damn,
so
dude.
I was like, if Notre Dame comes back, wake me up.
He's probably so happy you
and
fucking
I went
cried
up to
for
my room,
Irish.
And I was crying in my bed, and I was like, please knock on my door. Please knock on my
door.
Oh,
my God.
Nobody ever knocked, dude. Notre Dame lost.
Oh, that's when you enter. That's literally the first time you fucking encounter the Dark Goblin, dude.
That's when I, dude.
He consumed you.
Pure Enter Sandman. Enter Sandman started
playing.
Oh,
my
like,
God.
Now I lay me down to sleep.
Pray, my Lord, my soul to keep.
I gave my soul to ND that night, dude.
Oh, my God. That is so funny.
You think your dad was proud or disappointed?
He didn't see
in
me
your
cry.
Reaction. Oh,
he didn't
okay.
see me cry. He saw me fucking
distraught.
Just pouting.
He saw his sixth grade or fifth grade son say, I can't watch this shit anymore during a fucking college right. football game and say, I'm going to bed. Wake me up if they learn how to play.
Oh my God. He knew in that second, he's like, this kid will never trans.
He was like, that kid's D1.
Oh, 100%.
Yep.
He's trans proof.
That's transferred fucking behavior,
that's
dude.
That's a D1 offense.
You cry for your team,
and
dude.
And then I went upstairs and cried. That was it was actually a perfect metaphor for me going and playing college football. I was like, I'm about to fuck shit up. And then I went upstairs and cried. Then I got to West Point.
I love
cried.
This game.
Right when I got to West Point, I was like,
oh my God, that's so fucking funny.
I would cry so hard if I had to go to West Point.
West Point?
I would cry.
You wouldn't cry. It's just so frustrating.
I think I would have loved it, man.
Really?
I'm dumb enough. Yeah, I would have been like, I'll fucking do it.
Nah, you would have been pissed.
Yeah. Getting woken up in the morning, if some guy was like, get the fuck out of bed,
some
I would have been like.
Some fucking dork, too. And you can see right through it.
Yeah.